The most powerful icebreaker in the world is now being built, and it will belong to China. That was among the revelations made by a worried Coast Guard commandant to a U.S. Senate hearing today. Admiral Robert Papp has just returned from a trip to the North Slope, and he laid out plans for how the Coast Guard plans to maintain a presence in the Arctic Ocean next summer when and if the oil and gas industry starts its exploratory drilling offshore. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Buoy tenders. Ice-capable buoy tenders. That's the kind of vessel they plan to use next summer, Admiral Papp told Senator Mark Begich.
It's our intention next summer to bring up a couple of ships, which I call ice capable. We have 225-foot buoy tenders, our WLBs. We have 16 of them in service. They're very versatile, capable ships. We use them for breaking ice on the Great Lakes. And in fact, we have one of them deployed in the eastern Canadian Arctic this summer in Operation Nanook. We have once before sent one up to the North Slope, and it was probably the most successful large cutter that we've had up there. It has an ice-strengthened hull. It can do minimal ice breaking. It's my intention at this point to send two of them up next summer because I think we have the capacity to do that, and trying to keep at least a one-ship presence at all times up there as exploration starts.
In a fast-paced back and forth, the Admiral laid out the situation. The Coast Guard can station helicopters on shore, but it needs something on the water for enforcement, spill response, and search and rescue. The buoy tender should be able to push through the summer sea ice, he hopes. Their biggest drawback is that they don't have pads for launching and landing helicopters. Activity in Arctic waters by other nations is picking up, the Admiral said.
Up in the Arctic Circle, as you know, the ice conditions continue to diminish, and an entire new ocean is emerging.
Besides the oil industry's vessel traffic, scientific cargo and even cruise ships will be moving through the Bering Strait and through U.S. fishing grounds next year. It's obvious that the nation's only Arctic state is a huge priority for the commandant, who was stationed in Adak years ago. He made a point of coming to Alaska shortly after he took charge last year. The nation has just three icebreakers, and two are in dry dock or being repaired and refurbished. The remaining icebreaker, the Healy, runs a heavy schedule of scientific work through the summer in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas. Papp said he can't even spare the Healy to go south to break way to the U.S. Antarctic Station in McMurdo Sound, when the National Science Foundation has lost the one it was leasing from Sweden to other duties. The Admiral is beefing up Coast Guard presence elsewhere in Alaska as well. And he listed what he's bringing in during the field hearing of the Senate Commerce Subcommittee, starting with a rescue helicopter to replace the MH-60 that crashed last year in Washington State as it was being transported to Air Station Sitka, killing three.
Operations in Sitka are too important to allow them to go below three helicopters. We're also pleased that Congress has since appropriated funding to replace this helicopter. Additionally, I'm temporarily assigning a fifth HH-60 helicopter at Kodiak to support the crab season, and in 2013, I will permanently assign an HH-60 pending appropriation in the FY12 budget request. I also plan to station two of our new Sentinel-class fast response cutter patrol boats in Ketchikan. In the interim, I'm moving one of our older patrol boats, a 110-foot patrol boat, from Miami to Ketchikan until the FRCs arrive.
Papp made a pitch for funding to build more big national security cutters like the Berthoff, which patrolled the Bering Sea this year. Five more are on the way, and he wants eight. And as for icebreakers, he said that in 1957 the nation had eight of them, largely because President Roosevelt had simply ordered them built during the Second World War. He said we need a national call to action on icebreakers. But nobody was seeing any will at all in today's Congress at the moment to pay for building even one new one. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.